This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you this morning to our divine service here at First Trinity Lutheran Church. We want to say a special word of welcome to everyone visiting with us today. It truly is always an honor and a pleasure to have visitors among us, and we hope that while you're here, you'll feel the hospitality and the vitality of our congregation. Especially, we'd like to welcome today Mr. Aaron Jacob. Many of you know Aaron. He's been worshiping with us for several months and has sang with the choir and played with the bell choir. And today, for the very first time, he'll be leading the worship as our organist, and very glad to have him with us. The elders will be meeting very briefly after the service, and then they will have the regular meeting on Tuesday. That will be at 12 noon. Our annual Easter egg hunt will be coming up very soon, April 12th, be here before you know it. We do have a table in the narthex where if you'd like to contribute candy or quarters or other things, you can have the opportunity to do that. If you'd like to help out, Chris and I would be a very good person to talk to about that. We thank her for all of her efforts. I understand there might be a football game later today. I don't know why they bother to have a Super Bowl if the Bills or the Steelers are in it. Anyway, hope your team wins. In our prayer concern, we'd like to pray for Ed Boz, who's here, also with a sling on, recuperating from rotator cuff surgery. And if you get your curveball back, you know, we'll be glad to have that. Also, we want to pray for Gwen Shear. Gwen had surgery this week related to her cancer treatment. We heard from her husband, Rich, and she is doing very well and expects to be home very soon. Also, you may have noticed I have some mummy wrappings here on my right arm. I had carpal tunnel surgery on Thursday. This looks much worse than it actually is. In fact, all of this will be coming off. But certainly, I appreciated everybody's prayer and concern. The other announcements and prayer concerns can be found in the worship program.